Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Now we get really to the point of our Mishnah, which was the whole Mishnah Vav was a Hagdama, but it really goes back to the Yisoy that we discussed in Mishnah Hey, which is that if you're going to burn Chametz, included in burning Chametz Erev Pesach, B'Shah Shishis, is also by definition going to include burning Chametz, which you have a problem of Ibu Trum of a Kachim. But it has to be done. You're not allowed to be Ivan, Bayiro, Bayimotze. So the Shaila is, where do we stand in terms of burning the Chometz? Burning Chometz, that's Truma Tmeo with Truma Tahira. That was the subject. The Mishnah Hey is Toida Psulois Munochas Agago Itztavo. So he says over here, I'm Reb Meir, Midivrei, I'm from the Agdoma of Reb Chininis Kanakoyanim, with the Tosefis of Reb Akiva. Legabe being Moisiv Tuma al Tuma, Lomadnu Shesof in Truma Tahira, Tumeo Bepesach. Since the truma is being burnt to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, and since it's going libur anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. The fact that you moisiv the tuma by putting together in a pile the truma tmeyum truma tohiro. Now here's the thing: to be ma'abid truma tohiro be a dayim to put it directly on tmeyum, das nisht. But over here, harei b'shoch hamishis l'kuli alma is toilin lachme toida. The only time you burn them. There's only b'shoshishis. B'shoshishis, they're already also b'achila. L'kuli yama, they're also b'achila. True, they're also b'achila midirabonon. But that, the Reb Meir, the member over here, Reb Meir holds that there's a makor to learn out from the member of Reb Chanin Skanakan of Reb Akiva. L'chara, you could argue that their raid was only that lo nimnu mi lisroif, only something which was nitma betum akalo. Together with something that's nitma betuma betuma yoisa chamura, so tuma kala with tuma yoisa chamura. No, you're not being moisiv to be mitame something that wasn't tame. Both examples of Reb Chanin and Reb Kiva like that. However, l'chayra in our case where it's only midirabonon, l'chayra v'alt midgedav zogin that that's called being mitame something that's tahira. He says no. Hey yois, this is the Gemara explaining already. Hey Yois, Reb Chanin Eskan HaKoinim says something that was nitma bivlad hatumo in Bosa shenitma ba'avatumo. Bosa that was nitma ba'avatumo, it's a Rishon Lutumo, that's certainly deraisa. A Bosa that touches Nidor, Zov, or Sheretz, any other Makor hatumo, is avatatame deraisa. But what was it mitame now? When you put it together, you put it together, Lefi Shita Reb Yoisi, you're putting it together with something that's tame midirabon. Why is that? They understand, the Gemara explains, that this nitmo bivlad hatuma includes even a vlad hatuma, a rishoin, was a case of mashkin that was mekabel tuma, it touched a sheretz, dead sheretz, fell in to mashke, fell into yayin shemen, mayim. That being said, Reb Meir holds that mashkin is not mekabel tuma, on the level of being able to be metame something else. This is a very important idea. Not everything that becomes tome has a koyach to transmit tumo even to something that's roy to be mekabel that tumo. The marshal Odom and Kalim can't become a sheni l'tumo. Oichel can become a sheni l'tumo. But oichel can't be mekabel tumo from mashkin. Mashkin doesn't have a koyach l'tame. Weiter. It could become a rishon l'tumah. It cannot give over a shein l'tumah. Bosor to bosor, by the way, is another case also. That the pashto sismin in the sugis in chagiga, it's mavur over here also. That ain't dover metame kiyotzeboy. That mo'idi tochen, that bosor is not metame. Bosor rishon is not metame sheni. Now, if you think about it, that's going to, we're putting this in parentheses. That's going to create mathematically an impossibility of what we said is a shlishi l'truma l'kodesh. Why? Because the only thing that becomes a sheni is only oichel. Kalim, Odom, don't become a sheni. A person never becomes a sheni. So only a shtik basar kochim, which is, or a shtik basar chulim, which is a sheni l'tuma, can transmit tuma, but it can't transmit to another piece of basar. The only way it could be mitame is only by touching mashkin. It's not kiyotze. But oichel and mashkin is two different things. Even though they're based, they're not, neither one is odom v'kelim, but they're both things that are mitzad. Oichel, but oichel and mashkin, two different things. So a sheni can make a shlishi, or mashkin, which is a sheni, can make basar a shlishi. If it's truma, well, basar is not a let's say if it touches truma, or if it touches basar to touch a revi. But that doesn't work midderaisa. And the mashkin hare was never transmitting to him in the first place. The Gemara over here is mavur that the dinim of shlishi and revi betruma b'kadosh atachem midderabana. It's only because Chazal allow mashke, Chazal will machme that mashke is mitame, not only nitma. That's why you could go weiter to a dag of sheni shlishi revi, but otherwise not. Nachsel in yonenu. According to Rabbi Yosi, mashkin of a rishon shenitma bevlada tuma never gives over to a sheni, never mitame. Comes out that the bossa that we're talking about, bossa shenitma bevlad hatuma, is talking about something which is only tame midirabanan. If it's only tame midirabanan, we have a vuv here, a tremendous chiddush. The Rabbi Yosi holds that there's no problem of ibud of truma kochim, truma, let's say. There's no problem, even when the being moisiv tuma, even when it's not even tame midiraisa in the first place. So you have over here the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, which is nagiyah by us. You have something which midiraisa is not also ba'achilo until chatzos hayom of Pesach. And there's no isser of being metamid by putting it in the same pile and burning it together with something that's metamid. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's a shtak of makar. Says back to Rabbi Yosi, Omalei Rabbi Yosi, says back to Rabbi Meir, Eino min amido. The Gemara is mefarish. What's his taina? He holds the mashkin, which is a rishon, is yeh metamid. Oy, bazay, the case that we're talking about is something which was tamid midaraisa. If it was tamei midaraisa, so all you have is a makor, that's something which is nitma midaraisa, you're allowed to be moisiv tuma al tuma to add and turn it into a rishon l'tuma, to turn it into a higher darga. But we don't have any place mavur that something which is only osu b'achilo, something that's only tamei midarabonon, you could add on to the pile together with the daraisa. That we don't have a makor. Einu min amida. Interesting that the Gemara comes out, L'chor, it comes out of the Poiskim, is that we paskin that Tumas Mashkin L'tame Acherim is Taka Midrabonon, which would L'chor be Mechayiv the Cheshman over here. That we should learn out that you're allowed to burn on Erev Pesach Truma, Tahira, and Tmeo, since they're not being eaten, only Midrabonon they're not allowed to be eaten. There's no Hefse, there's no problem of Hefse Truma. You should be able to learn it out. Filachi can learn it out. It's kilu, not like either Shita and the Mishnah, but that's what comes out from the Gemara with the Shak of Atayr. So we've learned some of the Klolim of Tumah v'Atayr. Legabe Hefse Truma, the Mishnah is Moisiv and Nekud over here. Umoidim Rebbe Lezev Rebbe Yeshua. Shesorfin Zula Atzma v'Zula Atzma. The Mishnah is going to introduce in the next few words the Machlokes Rebbe Lezev Rebbe Yeshua. The Mishnah precedes it by saying, there's no Machlokes. Moidim Rebbe Lezev Rebbe Yeshua. That avada, you're allowed to burn truma, that's tluya, that's also right now to eat, but not midaraisa. That says, this memory of a moedim Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua is going to Rebbe Yosi. According to Rebbe Yosi, avada, you're not allowed to put truma, which is muteres ba'achilo midaraisa, together with truma tmeo. Why? Because that's you being ma'abed the truma. Surf in zula atzma v'zula atzma, that everybody agrees. Aman nechliku. But they did have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi says, something that l'chayra goes a little bit against my point. Zokte, no. Where was their machlokes? Al hatluyo. Tluyo is something where there's a legitimate suffix, not a drabonon dik din vade that they were metame, or you're not allowed to eat it because Sarev Pesach, they were goyzer before chatzai. Something that's tluyo mideraisa is a legitimate suffix on something which is truma. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat it because eating truma tmeya is an issa deraisa, but it's not a hefsid of truma which is oimid la'achila. But so you don't know for sure that it's tame. Is there a din of an issa of hefsid truma v'chayagavna? That's a machlokes. Burning tluya ve'ala tmeya together with tmeya and thereby vadai being ma'abed de tluya, Rebbe Lezer oimid tisarev zula atzma v'zula atzma. There's a din of mishmeres, the Gemara learns it out, the apostle, mishmeres trumoisai. Mishmeres is mashma two dargas of shmira and truma. One is a din deraisa, not to be metame truma tohoira. One is that even truma tluya, where it doesn't have a vadai tuma, protect it from being metame betsurish or vadai. So Rebbe Lezer holds to serve zula atzma, that they shouldn't be metame one another. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shtein Ka'achas, because once it was chalan and it's sofik and it's tluya, you're allowed to burn it with truma tyrids. Anyways, not omid la'achila. There's no mishmeres truma yisei b'chiyai gavna, only where something is truma tahir. This is all Rabbi Yossi. Mashengen, according to Rameh said even bigger than that. Rameh said you have something which midiraisa is mutter, completely mutter. Not because not sofik, it's completely mutter. Drabonon will go to a din on it of tumma. You see over there that there's no hafsid, if it's not Amid Lachila, Daibaza, and Mel, the same thing as if Chazal were Goyser and Israel Achila, because of Erev Pesach, Koydim Chatzois. We'll just add a Zisa Kasha, it's the only way to define such a Kasha, that Reb Kiveger brings in his Gillian over here from the Shar Melech. Truma Tahoira. So we have a problem of putting Truma Tahoira with Truma Tmeya, because the Tmeya is giving over Tuma to the Tahoira. Frektim Kivege. Kivege brings from Hashem Melech and Hilchas Gerishin. You'll hear in a second why there's such a kasha as in Hilchas Gerishin. That if the Truma Tmeya is Omid L'Sreifa, we have a klal, anything that's Omid L'Sreifa, it doesn't have a chshivus of size. We call that Ksusei Mechtash Yure. It's Omid L'Sreifa, it doesn't have a chshivus of Moshe L'Gabi Alulov, that it has a certain chshivus of three tvachim. So on any mitzvah object that needs a size, if it's Yisuri or not, it's Omid L'Sreifa. Truma Tmeya is Omid L'Sreifa, right? That means that the Shir Kibetza, one of the inyanim that's moved over here in the Sugis of Reb Chanin Zkan HaKoyanim, is the Shir of Oichel Letame, to be Mekabel Tumah less, Kizayis, but to transmit Tumah, to give over, the Shir is a Kibetza. It's totally the Makalek Zvashim Taisis, but we'll name on the Stomias. Letame, it's Metame less, to give over Tumah, to transmit Tumah to something else, which is harder, it needs to be Kibetza. It doesn't have that Cheshivus of a Kibetza. So it doesn't give over Tumah. So what's the problem with putting Truma Tahira? That's the kasha. You look at the Yochin and the Boyaz, and he has a long arichus without going into all the details, obviously, which is beyond us. You have the same discussion in a Tosfos in Suk in Soita Dav Chofei about other things. Tosfos in Suk Dav Lamed Hey talks about if you have an esrig that's from Truma Tmeya, you can use an esrig from Truma that has Kedusha's Truma. But what happens if it's Truma Tmeya? You're not going to eat it, so you might as well use it for an esrig. I don't know if it's Mahudra or not. You might as well use it for an esrig. So the Gemara says no. Why? Because it's any Oymid La'achilo. There has to be a Lochem, there has to be a Oymid La'achilo. Orlo, also not. So what do you need to come on to that? Since it's Oymid La'sreifa, it's missing the shear. It doesn't have a shear of an esrig. Esrig has a minimal shear. So the Boyaz is mefalpel in the fact that Truma Tmeya might not be Oymid L'Sreifa Midairaisa. The Oymid L'Sreifa, they didn't burn Truma Tmeya. You're not allowed to eat it, that's for sure, Deiraisa. But that you have to burn it, and the only way to be nana from it is if you burn it, you can use it for fuel. You can feed it to an animal. But that it's Oymid L'Sreifa, that has a din of Ksusim Echte Shiure, even if you know they're not Oymid L'Sreifa. They're only Oymid to throw in the garbage can. Also not. They don't have Ksusim Ekshur. That's a Dindafka Neymid L'Sveva. Could be that's only Midrabanan. And that's why the Kalahin Klap the Tais in Sukkah, Kalahin L'Gabi over here, something to be Mayanin. Perek Beis, Amir Tzashem will be a continuation of the status of the Chometz before Chatzois on Erev Pesach.